Well, it certainly will be another busy week of third quarter earnings, and some top U.S. tech names will be among those reporting. IBM, Yahoo, Texas Instruments, and Microsoft are on that list. To help understand what to expect from tech, we're joined by Niamh Dagan. He is Executive Director at Peak Asset Management. Niamh, pleasure to have you on the program. So is tech going to be a bright spot?
Look, Doug, thanks very much for having me from Melbourne this morning. We have seen the Nasdaq had quite a nice rebound over the last week, and a lot has been supported by those tech names that you did mention. We've got IBM, the market's expecting $3.33 EPS. We've also got Yahoo later in the week and Apple the following week. So all eyes will be on tech, and it does look like there's a bit of more flavour coming back into the market, especially what the Nasdaq's showing us.
Niamh, what do you think offers more value at the moment over the next 6 months, the China equity market or the United States?
Look, all eyes today will be on the Chinese details. We're expecting 6.8% GDP, industrial production of 6%, retail sales of 10.8%. So to answer those questions, we'll probably need to wait for another few hours. But if those numbers do beat expectation, we probably do see some value emerging in the Chinese equity markets. Having said that, there are still fears of a slowing manufacturing index in China, and we believe there's probably and may be some further downside risk short term.
So are you in the camp, Niamh, that expects the Fed to remain on the sideline through the end of the year?
Look, we've been saying that the Fed, the US Fed's probably going to remain on the sideline all throughout 2015. What we're seeing right now is we're seeing a rally on bad economic data. Just last week we had retail sales, -0.3% versus -0.1%. We saw the CPI, which is inflation figures, still 0.2% or -0.2%, indicating that inflation is not a big force. And industrial production, -0.2%. So showing US manufacturing is, in fact, weak. So those figures have been poor, and we don't believe that the US Fed will move anytime this year.
You know, we in this program tend to focus a lot on Asia and also on the United States because it's the handover time from U.S. trading to Asian trading. But what about Europe? Do you have any positive notions about how Europe looks over the next 6 months?
Look, Europe all depends if obviously the ECB, European Central Bank, will continue to unleash quantitative easing and devalue the euro. What we are seeing slow pickup in German consumer confidence, business confidence coming off a low base. And also, it all depends on China. And if Chinese do continue to devalue the currency, we do expect that German exports may suffer. So it all depends really whether the European Central Bank will continue to stimulate the economy and whether a weak euro will lead to increased export growth.
So, Niamh, you're coming to us from Sydney. Obviously, the Australian economy has been very hard hit by this down cycle in commodities prices. Are you optimistic at all about commodities? Are we very near a bottom?
Look, front page of today's Financial Review is really focused on Australia's politics. So we have seen our new Prime Minister, 68% approval rating versus 32%. For Bill Shorten. So all eyes will be on the political framework, and we believe that does impact the commodity story. Look, the commodities are driven, obviously, by what's happening in China, so we will be watching those Chinese GDP figures and retail sales and industrial production, but we will also keep a very close eye on whether the US Fed will continue to sit on the sidelines. If investors do push back interest rate expectations for the US Fed, we do believe we will see that Christmas rally in commodity prices, and we have seen that of late with gold rallying to about $11.75 an ounce, oil above that $47 a barrel, and even iron ore starting to pick up as well.
Hey, Niamh, it was nice to have you on the program. Thanks so much for joining us. Niamh Dagan, he is the Executive Director at Peak Asset Management, joining us on the phone today from Sydney, Australia. We're approaching the top of the hour, and just to bring you up to speed on where we stand in stock index futures trading, Nikkei 225 futures lower by about 0.1%. The Australian market will open at the top of the hour and ASX futures higher by 0.4%. You are listening to Bloomberg, the First Word, Asia.